Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stack, and today I first want to remind you that there's a new episode of Extreme Genes Family History Radio, and that's on the Mormon Channel this week, and it's featuring the importance of finding your ancestral line of royalty. You know, your daughter or son may say, "I'm a princess," or, you know, "I'm the king, I'm in charge," but maybe they're right. You never know. So also new this week are new episodes of Gospel Solutions for Families and Teaching No Greater Call, and they're featuring teaching tips from the LDS Apostle, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. So that is definitely not to be missed. Okay, well, I want to highlight an interview that the Mormon Channel did a few years ago with Julie B. Beck, and she's a former leader in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the interview focused mainly on trials and adversity. And I want to highlight two separate clips where she's talking very reverently about the trials people face and help us understand why sometimes we feel just completely hopeless and alone.
This question came in from our website. This sister asked, "I have had many trials in my life that have seemed like they are pointless and not for my benefit at all. One such example is sexual abuse as a child. There have been many times during trials when I have felt abandoned by friends, by family, and worst of all, abandoned by my Heavenly Father. How can I know that during these times I was not abandoned or forsaken, but that Heavenly Father was there?"
These kinds of questions just tug at my heartstrings, because there is a lot of suffering in the world that is painful, and it feels pointless to the people that are going through these trials. We have all kinds of moral experience going on, everything from abuse and addictions to depression and cancer and other medical and health problems. We have our faithful saints and sisters living in places where there's war and they're not safe, where they could be kidnapped or killed at any time, where we have others who are experiencing natural disasters or economic problems or just flat out hunger. And so if I thought about those things very long, I don't think I'd ever get up in the day, because they are flattening to a lot of people. And the family issues that come up and the discouragement, disappointment, and the disobedience and the breaking of hearts just are there in too many lives. But I also know that the gospel is here to heal and help us. It seems to me that each of us that are going through a trial, we feel like it's pointless at the beginning. Every trial feels pointless to the sufferer. Why is this happening to me? And this wasn't my plan. And why I was an innocent child when this happened. So what did I do to deserve this besides being born? We do know this, that we signed up for this life. When we were in heaven, we fought on the side of the Lord for the privilege and opportunity of becoming and having a mortal experience. And we actually knew it would be tough. But that's the side we fought on. We fought on the side that said, "I'll take it, because the reward will be great." We didn't know specifically what we would get and experience, and we didn't know how tough it would be. None of us know how tough it is till we're in the middle of it. But we do know that from our doctrine and our prophets and the scriptures, that we signed up for that. We also know that when we're baptized into the church, we get this great hope. We sign up for the hope that it can be done. We can achieve eternal life. We can be healed by our Savior. We believe in the atonement. So sometimes if we can't relate what we're learning to our own particular experience, we have to back up and say, what is it I do know? And what is it I have faith in? And build from there. There are a lot of things that just aren't enjoyable about our trials. They aren't fun. That's why people want to get rid of them. They want a quick fix. They want a way to get over that mountain or to get out from under that rock that is there. I think it's definitely okay not to enjoy our trials. If you read in the book of Jacob, and in the Book of Mormon. Jacob was this youngest son born in the wilderness in this difficult time in his family's life. He watched the breakup of his family, the disobedience of his brothers, and reading his book in the Book of Mormon isn't exactly jolly. But his testimony is there, and his faith is there, and he understands who the Savior is, and he develops this long view of what he's supposed to be here for. I love, one of my favorite scriptures is there in his book, in Jacob, in chapter 3. And I'll read that to you. He says, I would speak unto you that are pure in heart, look unto God with firmness of mind, and pray unto him with exceeding faith. And he will console you in your afflictions, and he will plead your cause and send down justice upon those who seek your destruction. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
That pretty well covers it. Then he says, oh, all ye that are pure in heart, lift up your heads and receive the pleasing word of God and feast upon his love, for ye may, if your minds are firm, forever. I think we can close with that. It's not all jolly, but we can look unto God with firmness of mind. We can seek for that pure heart and that strong faith, feasting upon his love and receiving his word, and keep our minds firm.
I want to share a quote with you, and it's by the author Daphne du Maurier, and it's from the novel that she wrote called Rebecca. And it says, I suppose sooner or later in the life of everyone comes a moment of trial. We all of us have our particular devil who rides us and torments us, and we must give battle in the end. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.